Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk to Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN. Very good morning to you, young Clem.
Morning, Nick.
Right, I was at the Master Investor event ran by Jim Mellon this weekend. Quite a few people came up to me and said they love the commentary we do with you. Okay, but they weren't as bearish as you. They basically wanted me just to ask a few more questions. Are you still sort of thinking of very bearish thoughts? And perhaps you could just expand on that a tad more.
Well, yes, I am very bearish. I seem to be running a little bit ahead in timing, which is normally what happens with these things. But I mean, I've been very bearish about Bitcoin, and I think it hit 7,200 this weekend. And I think you'll see 5, 4, 3, maybe even lower for that very, very soon. And then I think it will bounce. Now, when it comes to the markets in equities, well, it's the biggest, dirtiest flag I think I've ever seen in my life on the Dow right now. And, you know, I think it's going to break. I mean, it could. If you look at the NASDAQ, I mean, the NASDAQ would disagree with my prognosis because it's gone to highs. But if you look at the S&P 500, and if you look at the Dow, and if you look at the FTSE, I mean, I don't think you could want for a more bearish setup. Now, obviously, that's not fate. It's just what the charts are suggesting is highly likely. And I think we'll see a big breakdown. I think you'll see the Dow at 20,000. I think you'll see the FTSE at 6. And, you know, it's not destiny. It's just an opinion. But I think that as it's unfolding, it's not unfolding particularly bullishly, is it? It is feeling bearish. And for every, you know, nice rally that makes you feel good, there's a following set of bear market moves. And if you just look at the chart, the only thought that you should have really is we're now in a different market environment. It is not the same old chart as we've enjoyed for almost a decade. It's broken, it's changed, it's different. Now, what is the difference? Is that bullish or bearish? I see that as bearish. I see reverse QE as massively bearish. How can anybody think that QE wasn't responsible for 10 years worth of market rise? And now it's gone into reverse. How can you imagine it's not going to be very bearish? I don't see a counter argument to that. So what I do see is a lot of momentum. What I do see is a lot of people got very, very used to bull markets. And, you know, I think that's now changed. I was in this sort of state back in 2014. I was very, very bearish. And you would have thought nothing happened. But if you look at the FTSE, it fell 20%, which is not quite a crash. But it fell 20% nonetheless. And this is clearer to me than back in 2014 and 2015. It's clear to me that we are in a bear move. Now, whether it's 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, only time will tell. But reverse QE is all you need to know. And anybody that thinks that that's not such a big deal, I can't imagine has actually researched it much or dug into it much or realizes that the reverse QE starts in September at 10 billion a month and is rising to 80 billion a month next September or maybe October, 80 billion a month thereafter. And the plan is to reverse out of $3 trillion worth of liquidity. I mean, come on, how's that going to be good news for the market, for a market that's been driven to really very, very, very heady heights by QE in the first place?
Okay, let's have a few words on Bitcoin. You've been thinking bearish thoughts. You were looking for a move south. That's as predicted by you. And then you were looking for some sort of bounce at lower levels. I assume nothing's changed in your visions on that.
I think that the master plan, well, it's not really a master plan, but the master chart is already out there. And that is the NASDAQ between 95 and 2018. And that chart will be, roughly speaking, the chart of Bitcoin, but 1 year on the NASDAQ equals 1 month on Bitcoin. That's how to do it. So right now, I've got a beautiful chart that's the master chart of what's meant to happen. And it's happening, I would say tick for tick, but almost tick for tick. It is really, you know, quite shocking. it's almost a broken pixel in the sky kind of moment when you imagine that something's, someone messed up the simulation and is replaying a chart, because the chart is kind of replaying almost exactly to what the NASDAQ did, but on a different time base. And that time base is 1 month to a year. Now, if you think about it, Bitcoin has been a bubbling market, and it has bubbled and the bubble has burst, but it's unregulated. And there's no great institutions, there's no Goldman Sachs's, there's no SECs, there's no Federal Reserves, none of that. So it's completely free to move at the speed of light, effectively. So you're getting this acceleration because it is unregulated. You're getting this acceleration because there is nothing dragging on it.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's unfolding that much faster.
Clem, on that note, thought-provoking as always. That's Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN. Thank you very much, Clem.
Thanks, Nick.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.